Welcome to the podcast for St. Andrew's Community United Methodist Church, a loving, caring, overcoming community of faith where our mission is making disciples of Jesus Christ.
Friends, and welcome to our St. Andrew's podcast. I am so glad that you have joined us for this very special edition of Unlocking a Happy Home. We have been having a great time with these special guests who have shared with us their insights. We've been looking at unlocking a happy home with keys to a happy marriage and keys to happy kids. And today we are going to be talking about keys to happy communication, because as we all know, that communication really is the key in families and marriage with kids and everything to be able to experience the joy that God wants us to have. So I'm really excited today to have these special guests with me. I've got Chris and Charlotte Apel, my dear friends, who I am very excited for you to learn from. So tell us how you are today.
I'm great.
Yeah.
We've had a good day and
good.
Looking forward to this.
Yeah, good. It's going to be a lot of fun. Chris, how are you?
I'm doing great. It's been a nice day out there. Yeah. So it's a wonderful day.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about yourself so that our listeners can kind of hear how long you've been married, how many kids you have, what y'all do for a living. Just share with us today.
We have been married 25 years.
Wow.
We have three awesome kids.
Yes, they are so awesome.
Carly is 21 and is at OU. And she's a junior.
Mm-hmm.
Cole is 19, and he's a freshman at OCCC.
Mm-hmm.
And Channing is 15, and she is a sophomore at Community Christian School.
Yeah, it's crazy that you have two in college and one in high school, and they are such great kids. Cole is our youth ministries intern. I love getting to see him up here at the church working and hanging out with our youth.
He loves it.
He's just a really awesome, awesome kid. So tell us what you do for a living.
I teach first grade at mm-hmm. Winding Creek Elementary,
mm-hmm.
and I've been teaching for 17 years.
Wow, that's awesome.
So it's great. Yeah. I love it.
All first grade for all 17 years?
No, I've taught 6th grade, 4th grade, 2nd grade, 3rd grade, and 1st. I haven't taught 4th or 5th.
Not 4th or 5th. Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
Or kindergarten.
Well, yeah. That's for the extra special people,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Exactly right. So Chris, tell us about you.
I'm a computer programmer, work mm-hmm. down in Norman. We work with car dealers across the country
mm-hmm.
and have all kinds of fun with them all the time.
Yeah, and how long have you been doing that?
19 years or
wow.
20 years this May.
Oh my gosh, that's really awesome. I love it. And have y'all been here in South Oklahoma City area for the whole time you've been married?
We got married 25 years ago, mm-hmm. and for the first couple of years, we lived either in Norman or North Oklahoma City.
Okay.
Then we moved down to Southside, just a few blocks away from church.
Yeah.
And have been down this direction ever since.
Yeah, it's a great place to be. Whoever's not from here, I feel bad for them because it's a wonderful place to be. Okay, so I really want to dive into this talk about happy communication. One of the things I love about watching you guys is, and I've seen you in all kinds of settings, at church, at home, and I just love the way that y'all interact because there's always a respect that is there, but you always have fun, and I love that about you guys. So I was going to ask you for our listeners, tell us some rules of thumb or words of wisdom that you have to offer about healthy ways to communicate with each other.
Well, I think that a lot of that has to do with when you marry your best friend, it's fun.
Yes, that's so
and
true.
And so Chris and I have always been really open,
mm-hmm.
and we've always wanted to have a good line of communication.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's really amazing, yeah.
And I think one of the biggest things that we learned right off the bat is honesty.
Uh-huh.
It's very simple to just tell her what I think mm-hmm. or what she tells me what she thinks.
Mm-hmm.
We don't sit there and say, well, that was kind of stupid.
Right.
You know, it's because everyone has different perspectives on life. And so
yes.
as we talk about different things, it's just very simple to see what the other one thinks.
Uh-huh. I love that idea, too, about just respecting people's viewpoints, because really there's not a lot in life that is right or wrong. I mean, there are things that are, but when it comes to viewpoints or perspectives, there's a lot to be shared. And so I just think that's really good to be respectful mm-hmm. of one another. So Charlotte, you said that, keeping it open, making sure that those lines of communication are open. Is that always easy?
Well, especially today, everybody's so busy.
Uh-huh.
And so I think you have to really be straightforward, mm-hmm, you know, and you have mm-hmm. to be really good at working yes. to keep those lines open.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Finding that time,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
whether it's, you know, spending a lot of time,
mm-hmm.
everybody's schedules are so busy
yeah.
that you just have to make that a priority.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Do you guys have anything that you do? Like, do you have a date night, or do you make sure that you text each other during the day, or what do you do?
I can answer for her.
Okay.
Because she's busy texting me right now.
Oh, yeah. But right.
She usually texts me, you know, a couple of times during the day
uh-huh.
just to see what's going on or tell me how things are going.
Yeah.
Every morning she usually calls me on her way to work because I'm already at work.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then after school, she'll text me or call me and say, hey, I'm done with school, heading home. This is where the plan is, because with Channing being 15, there's always lots of her, something going on with her.
Yes, right.
And then usually when I get home, it's just, you know, we talk for a minute. She's yeah. busy because she loves to cook.
Yes, right. Oh, she's such a good cook. Oh, yes.
So then we probably talk a little later in the evening after
yeah.
that.
Yeah. So just throughout the day, being intentional about it. Mm-hmm.
I mean, my day's kind of crazy
right.
because my breaks are different. Mm-hmm. You know, they're not normal breaks.
Right.
But just to say, you know, thinking about you
yeah.
or, you know, what's going on
yeah.
or, you know, mm-hmm. something, just a little, just something.
Just a little something.
But,
yeah.
You know,
it's so interesting you say that, because when my husband and I were going through our premarital counseling, my dad was the person that married us. And so he was the one that did our premarital counseling, which is like, well, that's brave, you know, right? So when we're sitting in there, I remember we were going through the vows of marriage. And when it got to, you know, the vow of honoring and cherishing one another, Dad said, do you guys know what cherishing means? And we're like, oh, I never thought about that. Like, I guess I do. And so he said, well, cherishing is how you think about each other when you're not together. And I thought, oh, well, that's an interesting way of looking at that. And he said, so what you want to be intentional about is that you are thinking about each other in a positive, healthy, respectful way, even when you're not together. And so there are times when Phil and I will text each other and we'll just text cherishing you. And that's it. like, hey, I'm thinking about you when I'm not with you, you know, and I just wanted to let you know. And I just think that intentionality is really good.
It is.
Yeah.
It's intentional.
It's really positive.
And so,
mm-hmm.
yeah. it's just now, really now there is one other part to this.
Okay. Tell me.
That I told Charlotte. It's that one of the things that I understand and I try to be thoughtful of
uh-huh.
is there's things that she really doesn't want to hear about.
Oh, yes,
so,
right.
and she does the same with me, because, uh-huh. you know, it doesn't matter who your friends are. You know, some friends really could care less about whatever the
certain
subject
things.
Might be,
yeah.
you know, work or something else.
Right, right, right.
So I try to be thoughtful.
Mm.
Don't always get there, but I try to be thoughtful of, she really doesn't care to hear about
uh-huh.
whatever the subject is. I might just say, hey, by the way, this occurred.
Yeah.
But then don't go into it, because she don't want to hear about it.
She doesn't really need to hear
and
that.
I know that.
Yeah. That's really good. That's a very unselfish way of communicating.
And with Chris, it's funny, because he'll say, okay, if you're going to tell me this story,
yeah,
make it quick.
Oh, yeah.
We
just got 3 minutes.
Yes. He said, because you can tell a story that will last forever. Because
so
I want
funny.
Him to feel like he was there.
Right.
He
it's
was
the
there
whole thing.
In the moment.
Yes.
And he's like, quick.
Right. Give me the highlights.
Give me the highlights. Yes.
I love that. I think
yes.
that's really awesome.
So you just have to know your partner.
Yes.
You have
that's
to know
really
what they
good.
Hear and,
yeah. And be respectful of that.
Right.
I love that. It's really good. Okay. So talking about communication between the two of you is so great. So tell us, with having three kids, you've been through really almost all the stages with the kids, because now you've got two that are adults and one that's still living at home. So, tell us about communication techniques you've used with them over the years to keep your home happy.
I think that one of the first things that Chris and I did was, we always, when they were small,
mm-hmm.
when they were all three at home, when
yeah.
they were small, we were intentional, that word again,
uh-huh.
about sitting down at the dinner table together.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we would be real to the point of asking each one of them, tell mm-hmm. me about your day.
Yes.
What happened? Tell me something good that happened, mm-hmm. something that you weren't happy about,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah.
So that there was communication between
yes.
all of us.
Yeah, interaction. So did they ever fight you on that when you would ask them? Would they ever be like, I don't want to tell you?
Well, we kind of had to learn at first that we didn't ask yes or no questions.
Oh, that's good advice.
That you want to,
yep.
you want them to communicate with you. You
yeah.
want them to open up.
Mm-hmm.
And so don't ask yes and no questions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. That's,
ask more open-ended questions
to them. That's very good advice. Yeah, very cool. What about you, Chris? Thoughts on that?
Well, you know, we had to also learn along the way. Each one of them is different.
Yes.
And so what, you know, you could tell when one's excited, one's not. Mm-hmm. And so you had to figure out how to balance someone's joy
yes.
with someone who didn't have such a good day. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that was a little difficult at first for me.
Yeah.
But then as you go through it, you learn that, okay, at the table you might talk about this and uh-huh. not press any issue with someone who didn't have a good day. But uh-huh. then afterwards, you know, if you're just sitting there watching TV or doing something, then it's time to mm-hmm. to talk and get a little bit more out of them.
Yes.
So that it's not quite a, you're not really questioning them.
Uh-huh.
You're just showing your interest and what can you do to help because, mm-hmm. you know, we were all kids once.
Yeah.
And you know that I really don't want to talk sometimes.
Yes, exactly.
You know, because, you know, mom and dad, they didn't understand.
Yeah.
And from our perspective, we know that that's how they see us.
Right, right.
We try to look at their perspective and why they might be thinking the way they are because mm-hmm. of whatever occurred or whatever scenario was.
Yeah.
And so we just try to work with that. And then, you know, I think most people, they'll understand when they see that their child is a little off,
mm-hmm.
you know, not quite themselves.
Yeah.
So you just kind of, you know, work at it and mm-hmm. they'll come around and tell you what it is.
I think that's really cool. And it seems to be like a running theme too with what you all are saying that if you look at it from the other person's perspective, then you can have really healthy communication. I think that's really positive. It's a great word for us.
Well, and it's funny how, you know, you'll have one kid who you have to really pry to get,
yes.
you know, all the information out. And then you have one who tells everything.
Yes, right.
Every detail.
That is so true.
You know.
Yeah.
So that's really fun,
uh-huh.
too, to, you know, because you have to learn your kids. Like Chris
yes.
said, they're all different. And
yes.
they all, you know, they communicate different with
mm-hmm.
Chris and I. And
yes.
So.
Okay. So let me throw this question out at you. So was there ever a time when you had like a really difficult communication with your kids? Like you either had to tell them, hey, you got to stop acting this way, or just something that was really difficult. Is there any insight you could share about that?
Boy, I can't think of any difficult situation other than when you see they're going through something
mm-hmm.
and you're trying to help them out.
Yeah.
Like, hey, you know, everyone has friends that they grow apart from,
uh-huh.
close to, or they have friends that you're kind of wonder about as
yeah.
in, is it a good fit?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And so it's kind of hard to try to sit there and say, hey, you need to take a look at this,
mm-hmm.
you know, because, you know, initially most people are very defensive.
Yes.
And so for kids, they're like, well, you just don't know this person.
Uh-huh.
It's like, well, yeah, you're right. I don't.
Right.
But you know, you might take a look at this, whatever mm-hmm. this might be from mm-hmm. a different angle. And I think that our kids, all three of them, since we give them lots of, I think we give them lots of respect
yeah.
in their opinion,
yeah.
that they do the same in reverse.
Mm-hmm.
And so then when we say something like that, they may be disagreeing with us
mm-hmm.
initially.
Yeah.
But then over, you know, a few hours, a few days, that kind of sinks in.
Yes.
And they're like, you know, that may not be the wisest choice.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what's probably helped them the most because, you know, just tell them no.
Right.
Or you can't do this.
Yeah.
That never went far with me.
Good response. Yeah.
And I don't think it goes far with them.
Well, and it's such a good way of doing it too, because it allows them to have the freedom to come to that conclusion on their own. Mm-hmm. And that builds a lot of confidence in yourself when you're able to come to a good conclusion about something.
And I feel like we've been real good about helping them to see good choices.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, making good decisions.
Yes. Yeah.
And what helps them to make good decisions.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. Well, and the way that you all live that out in your lives, that, I mean, there's no better teacher than an example. So I think that's really positive. Okay. So now let's look and see. I love the idea of communicating the gospel message to our kids. And so I'd love to know how you all did that with your kids at a young age, but then as they were older, how did you show them the gospel message?
Well, I think from our start, Char and I discussed before we even got married
yeah.
that, you know, I came from a background where I went to Catholic schools.
Yes, okay.
And so I had this predetermination in my mind
uh-huh.
that I would love to have our kids go to a Christian school.
Yeah.
And Charlotte agreed with that because, you know, although she's a school teacher in the public mm-hmm. schools, she thinks that the Christian world,
yes.
you know, that's very, very important.
Yeah.
And so right off the bat, we said, okay, you know, right after we got married, part of the reason when we came to the South Side of Oklahoma City mm-hmm. is we looked around where the kids could go to school before we even had kids.
Yes.
Or where we would go to church. And that's where St. Andrews came in.
Yeah.
Because although it was close, it also had a very good number of young families.
Yes, right. And makes so the difference.
That's right. And we could see lots of kids.
You know. Yeah.
And so that was the first
ministry.
Part.
Mm-hmm.
Because we thought, okay, the kids, for them to start off in what we thought would be the correct way,
yes.
is they have to be involved in the Christian mm-hmm. life.
Yes.
And that wasn't just at home, mm-hmm. because, you know, we went to church, our parents went to church.
Yes.
You know, we went to church with our families at mm-hmm. Christmas or Easter, mm-hmm. but we had to have the whole surrounding.
Yeah.
So that's where we started with
it. I love that. Yeah. And then what about stuff at home?
Well, when we started, when we had Carly,
uh-huh.
we made the decision that I would stay at home.
Yes.
And so at home, we always, you know, would do a devotion mm-hmm. together. I always read to them.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we took them to church. We
yeah.
did all the activities at church.
Mm-hmm.
And they would see mm-hmm. that was important to
right,
us.
It right.
was it was a priority.
Yeah.
And so then as they got older, we always provided them with a devotion that they could do every day, a
I
daily
love
devotion.
That. Yes.
Then as they got older and went to school, mm-hmm. it was real important that they had memory verses. You know, they
yes.
would have a verse at school.
Uh-huh.
And so we always worked on that verse at school, and mm-hmm. we talked about what it meant,
yes.
you know, in our daily life.
Yes.
And, you know, if you just memorize it, you don't really know it.
Uh-huh.
And my kids, all three, they can memorize really well.
Right.
But I would tell them, it's not just memorizing it for the test.
Uh-huh.
It's memorizing it in your heart
yes.
so that you know it. And you don't have to know it verbatim.
Uh-huh.
You don't have to know it word for word.
Right.
If you know what it means.
Yes, that's exactly
so,
right. I love that.
You know,
yeah.
My mom was always real... it was always important that when I was little,
mm-hmm.
you know, that we would, you know, do our daily devotion together,
yes.
whether it was through the upper room or
yes.
through a devotion that she had gotten
mm-hmm.
us. Or, and it's funny because to see my parents, they still do that daily devotion
I love
together.
That. Yes.
And they've been married, you know, almost 60 years.
Oh,
so.
Isn't that amazing? What a testimony. Well, and I love too the fact that you all took responsibility for communicating Christ to your kids, because a lot of parents will leave that solely to the church. And while the church ought to do that for our kids, the church should not be the only place that they're getting that message. It has to start at home. They have to see that at home. I think that's really important.
That's right. And that's also part of the reason why that Christian schools to us were important,
mm-hmm.
because as I tell Charlotte and harassed her because I do lots of numbers,
yes.
is that, you know, every day our children would be at school for 7 hours a day
yes.
or longer, if, you know, basketball, football,
oh,
things
yes.
like that. So the vast majority of their time mm-hmm. awake
yeah.
was away from the home.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it didn't, from my perspective, it wouldn't do us a lot of good to teach them something
yes.
at home, and then they go to school and learn something different.
Yes.
So the constant reinforcement
yeah.
of the Christian values, the importance of family, friends
mm-hmm.
like that, I think worked out really well.
Yeah, I think that's really great. I love that. Okay, so here's a question. Here is a question that I've been very interested to know your answer to. So if there was something that you could change about the way that you communicate or did communicate as a family in the past, what would you change?
The number one thing that I would change
yes.
is we would destroy all cell phones.
Yeah.
Because I think cell phones, although they're great,
yes.
they're convenient, all
right.
kinds of stuff, they really are the scourge of the earth.
Mm.
and the reason, yes. just from the standpoint of communication, you know, you sit there and, yeah, you know, Charlotte and I might text something
yes.
really quick back and forth during the day or let know what's going on. But the
yeah.
kids,
mm.
it's the same type of deal where, you know, it'll be like, okay, I wonder where Cole is.
Yes.
So I'll text him and I'll get this one answer, one word back, fine.
Yes.
Or it's like, you know. So anyway, I think that the cell phone has made the communication side a little more challenging.
Yes.
When we're not in front of each other.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
It's good. It helps us find out what's going on and where they are. But that's the one thing that I think has decreased our ability to communicate
uh-huh.
in person. So we try. You know, we try. We don't do a
uh-huh.
great job of it.
No, I get
but
that.
But we try that when we're all at home
mm-hmm.
or we're eating. that we don't sit there with a cell phone.
Yes, right.
You know, that buzzes and you look at it real quick to see who's texting you.
Right.
And then, oh,
and
I got to do this real quick.
Distracted. And yeah. Isn't it funny that the one device that's supposed to increase our ability to communicate really has hurt our ability to communicate?
It really has.
Yeah, it really has.
And I just think that you need to really be intentional. Mm-hmm. That's the word that keeps coming to mind.
Yeah.
But for more family time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Find that time. Mm-hmm. And it's harder now with Carly living at Norman and yes. Cole having a job. And I mean, he is at home and that we are very
sure.
blessed about that.
Yeah.
And we do get to still have some family time, but we are really try to at least once a week,
mm-hmm.
you know, still we're blessed that Carly is close to
yeah.
being in Norman, that she could come home for a meal
yes.
or whatever, that we can still find some time.
Yes, exactly.
You know, for family time that, for that communication,
yeah. yeah,
just to use that as, you know, staying in touch with each other,
yes.
what's going on,
yeah.
you know,
mm-hmm.
do you have a test this week?
Mm-hmm.
How can we pray for you?
Yes.
You know, just those things.
Yeah. Well, and it's like you really do have to be almost even more intentional as they get older that way, because it'd be super easy to not find any time to
right.
be together. Yeah.
And when their lives are busy, Chris and I
yeah.
are busy, you know, with work and whatever.
Yeah.
And Channing has us busy with mm-hmm. games every other night
all
or so.
Time.
And
yeah.
so you just have to really find and make that a priority.
Yeah, yeah. Because that's the stuff that will last. That's the stuff that you'll remember.
That's what they'll
forever.
Remember. Those mm-hmm. are, you know, memories that they will have.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Oh, I just think that's so good. Okay, so I have met Charlotte's parents, love them, they're amazing. I would love to know, what communication skills did y'all take from your parents, maybe good or bad, that you either took with you or left behind? What are those things that you learned from them?
Well, I think on my side, my parents, I always remember them being very calm.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it almost seemed like they were on the same page.
Oh.
At least around all of us kids, because
uh-huh.
I was one of four children.
Oh, wow, yeah.
And it seemed like that no matter what it was, my dad knew exactly what was going on, and so
yeah.
did my mom.
Mm.
We couldn't even do the little trick of, you know, hey, well, mom said I could do this if you said it was okay.
Yes, you couldn't slip that by them,
couldn't slip
could
that
you?
By because mm-hmm. one of them would look at me and go, okay, well, let me talk with them real quick.
Uh-huh, right.
So it just seemed like the ability for them to always be on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
They
good.
Were thoughtful in most of the... of the communication they had with us as kids.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I think that's probably where I look at how I deal with my kids and with
yeah.
others, is just try to think that way.
Uh-huh.
Plus, I know that they had lots of respect for us.
Yes.
You know, when looking back as a kid, I can see when I remember when they said, oh, good job, or things like that.
Yeah.
But then as I grew up, I realized that they really would let me do things the way I wanted to.
Uh-huh.
Because they knew that I would probably make the right choice,
uh-huh.
and that they would support me in any way that I
yeah.
seemed like I needed it at
yes.
any time. And so I think that's the same thing with our kids.
That's
you know,
so good.
Whatever it is they want to do, as long as it's not just way out there in my world.
Right, right.
I'm more than happy to help them out and say,
yeah.
what can I do to help?
Mm-hmm.
Just so that they know that we're mm-hmm. always here for them.
Well, trusting them is a big, big thing. Yeah,
it is. And that's how my parents are. I think
mm-hmm.
a couple of things that I picked up from them were, eating together,
yeah.
at dinner time around
yeah.
the kitchen table,
yeah.
Doing devotions
mm-hmm.
because
mm-hmm.
they still do that. I still
love
see that,
that. Yeah.
And very supportive. They were always
good.
Supportive. I don't think I ever had an activity,
mm-hmm.
whether it be basketball, whether it be whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They were there.
Yeah.
You know, I've
yeah.
always told them, I said, I think if I were, you know, pushing peanuts down the street, they'd be on the sideline cheering me
That's
on.
Right, they
go,
would.
Charlotte, go. You know, so
yeah.
I want to be there for my kids.
Yeah.
I want to, you know,
yeah.
whatever they're doing, I'm going to be
mm-hmm.
there to... You
well,
know, be supportive
and
for
that's
them.
So important to remember that communication is a lot more than talking or even listening. It's communication is shown by what
your
you
actions.
Do. Yeah, and when you're present and how you're present. That's so true. Yeah, that's really good. Okay, so as we get ready to wrap up, is there anything else that you guys would want to share with our listeners that you didn't get to say?
I think just to be open with your, you know, with your family
mm-hmm.
and your, you know, your spouse and
mm-hmm.
be there for them.
Yeah.
You know, when they're, if they're having a bad day, you need to be there to pick them up and be supportive of them and be their cheerleader as well.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
and I think my big thing is always try to figure out how to have fun.
Oh yeah.
Because humor, I have lots of humor in my life.
Yes.
And then I see the humorous side of most things. So I think that's the other thing is just try to relax, enjoy, have fun because, you know,
life is short.
That's right. And there's usually nothing that's that bad.
That's so true. Yeah. Well, and God has given us such a gift in being able to laugh and enjoy things like that. It really is good medicine, isn't it?
That's right.
It's great. Well, I just want to say a huge word of thanks to you guys for being here today, for doing this, for offering your wisdom and insight to us. And thank you for having a great marriage and for raising great kids, because it's really a testimony to who Christ is in your life. So I really appreciate that so much.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, it's been really fun. So friends, thanks so much for tuning in today. And I hope that you've been blessed by what we've had to offer. And next week, we will wrap up this series with our special guest, the Maddens, who have been married nearly 60 years, and they're going to share some insights with us on the keys to a lasting happy. And so I know that you'll enjoy that. We'd love to see you here at St. Andrews. If you do not have a church home, I hope that you'll visit us here on site in South Oklahoma City or visit us online. We stream our services on Sunday mornings, 8:15 and 10:50 on Facebook Live and YouTube Live. So we hope to see you that way too. And we do pray that you will have a very blessed week.
We're so grateful that you joined us for today's podcast for St. Andrews Community United Methodist Church. We're located at 2727 Southwest 119th Street in Oklahoma City. So if you live in South Oklahoma City, Moore, Norman, Newcastle, Blanchard, Tuttle, Mustang, any of the surrounding communities, we would love to have you join us for worship. Service times are 8:15, 9:30, and 10:50. We hope to see you soon.